Good morning. I really appreciate coming third here because we talked about the social determinants of health, and then we talked about the state of Texas that I live in. I'm not from, so I'd like to make that point known. What I'd like to do is really tell you a story. Let me see. Okay. So I'd like you to imagine a hot summer day in Texas. Imagine being outside in temperature well over 100 degrees. The leaves on the tree are greenish-brown and wilting, and the steam from the cement sidewalks can be seen and felt. I'm standing outside of a healthcare clinic on a side of town that is met with discrimination, poverty, and lots of people hanging outside because they either don't have air conditioning, it's not working, or it's not turned on. The health clinic sits in a neighborhood of homes, and even though the heat is stifling, I watch kids playing and running and laughing. I'm taking pictures. I'm documenting the assets in this community, the challenges. From my perspective, from my lived experiences, I am reminded of a quote from political scientist Jane Bennett. And she says, "What if things really can, in an undetermined way, hail us and offer a glimpse through a window that opens of lively bodies unparsed into subjects and objects? How does that work?" I just left the clinic where I met with the medical director and a woman who is about to deliver her first baby. I take pictures of her pregnancy and her beautiful bulging stomach. I wish her good luck, and I leave. On my way out, I think about her and hope that her outcome is a good statistic. I walk down the sidewalk and look to see what my next photo will be. As I'm thinking about the very pregnant woman and wondering about her prenatal journey, I notice the bus stop bench. I stop and I stare. As I am staring at the concrete platform and sidewalk that the bench sits on, the concrete legs and the structure of the bench with the wood seat, the advertisement on the bench that speaks to the educational needs of a child with a photo of a smiling African-American child, other photos that I want to take are flashing through my head. I am drawn to these things because they are part of my lived experience where I work and the lived experiences of many people with whom I work every day. I wonder about these things and think about their agency in the community, how these things work to interact, support, occupy, and inform those who interact with them. I take these photos as part of my research on infant mortality. I take photos that aid in my struggle to understand why African-American women lose their babies at twice the rate as white-raced women. These pictures take on new meaning as I think about the interconnections of these photographed things with women who have lost their babies before their first birthday. I know I am making choices about the pictures I am taking and the pictures I am choosing not to take. I am taking these pictures because I know there is a message that cannot be tested in scientific ways, they cannot validate nor generalize, but I will argue these things matter. Using the term science in this presentation serves two purposes. The first is to deconstruct the meaning and acknowledge that the word science carries meaning in research questions, theory, and methodological approaches. The second purpose is to explore how the term and its meaning can limit understanding of an issue. So I went to the Merriam-Webster Online Dictionary, and it offered five definitions, and I chose four of them. One, the state of knowing. Two, a department of systematized knowledge as an object of study. Three, a knowledge or a system of knowledge covering general truths or the operation of general laws, especially as obtained and tested through scientific method. And four, a system or method reconciling practical ends with scientific laws. So here we are back in Texas. Infant mortality is a public health concern impacting the health status of an entire community, which we all know. Infant mortality is a subtle yet overt clue revealing a community's economic development, quality of the environment, and maternal stress as indicated by social well-being and rates of illness, institutional challenges, and support programs available to its population. In 2005, the Center for Disease Control ranked the United States 30th out of 31 developed nations, and we saw the 2008 rates. In 2010, the infant mortality rate in the U.S. was close to 6.5 deaths per 1,000 live births. In the United States, the top three causes, as we know, are low birth rate, sudden infant death, and congenital disorders. The disproportionate high numbers of infant deaths and preterm births occur in African Americans across the entire United States. In the U.S. in 2009, African American identified babies died at a rate of close to 13.3 deaths per 1,000 live births, whereas white race identified babies died at a rate of 6.2 per 1,000 live births. This pervasive and persistent health disparity that exists in the United States is prevalent in Tarrant County, Texas, which includes Fort Worth. In 2010, and we can look at the slide, infant mortality in Tarrant County, Texas was 7.6, exceeding the national infant mortality rate of 6.5, as well as the state's infant mortality rate. While this number is staggering, even more overwhelming is the fact that in Tarrant County, specifically in areas of Fort Worth, the rates of infant mortality among African-American identified babies is over 16 deaths per 1,000 live births, whereas the white race infant mortality rate is at 6 deaths per 1,000 live births. So I go back to that first definition of science. Research to understand infant mortality has focused on two interrelated areas, the scientific medical determinants that contribute to mothers of infant mortality, such as obesity, smoking, stress, and other health-related factors. These physiological health-related factors are linkages to prenatal and child development. However, it is just as vital to examine and ask questions regarding the social-cultural factors, considering why women may be obese, why they may smoke, why they are stressed, and why they may have other related detrimental health problems. I am suggesting that we pay attention to this, a state of knowing, which incorporates a more holistic epistemological way in which to understand the impact of infant mortality as a health issue and an issue for social justice. What other ways do we understand the inequities of infant mortality, especially when traditional scientific approaches do not uncover all these answers? Anna Marie Moll's work in political theory addresses the way in which medicine explores the body and its diseases. Moll contends that tensions exist between sources of knowledge, the perceived scientific fact in medicine, and styles of knowing or scientific fact. Thus, it is the style of knowing where Moll shows interest. Moll writes, "No object, no body, no disease is singular." Although Moll stresses human agency as the location of disease, I'm arguing that she is at the verge of acknowledging the network of systems intertwined, including the pain of disease, technologies that interact with disease, and the way in which healthcare systems are organized. This transition from physiological to socio-ecological begins to open new pathways for understanding how things can and do interact and intersect and are part of the larger whole. The social-ecological determinants of health include individual behaviors as well as environmental and structural influences. The socio-ecological determinants of health focuses on the relationship of individual behavior and the systems in which people navigate every day. A relationship between the scientific and socio-ecological determinants of health is evident in the infant mortality statistics. As researchers, we look at the numbers and ask why. What is it about medical and the social determinants of health that indicates inequities of a group of people? Why is infant mortality an issue of inequity? Why should infant mortality be considered a social justice concern? I am suggesting the need for expanding science and social determinant variables to include an examination of everyday things that may impact the death of babies each year. If we can shift to explore how infant mortality and everyday things are interconnected and entangled, perhaps we can understand infant mortality through another lens. I had a sense that things mattered, but not until collaboration came from scholars who think about things did I begin to reflect about how things exist. Sociologist Howard Becker spoke about a masterpiece painting that one stares at for hours, examining the colors, the pigment, and the brushstrokes, and yet how often do we think beyond the artist and the work of art? Instead, we need to think about who made the painting. Well, he made the paint, the artist made the painting, but who developed the paintbrushes, who stretched the canvas, and who mixed the pigments? And architect Louis Kahn talks about how we must honor each individual brick that is part of the entirety of a building. Each brick makes a difference. As I think about expanding the infant mortality scientific and social determinants discourse, I imagine a discourse that includes vibrant materialism and the vibrancy of non-human beings that impact our everyday lives. The vibrancy of things that impact interconnects with understanding infant mortality as a measure of social justice. In order to engage in this discourse, I suggest theoretical underpinnings of new materialism, a perspective that acknowledges the vibrancy of all things, both human and non-human. Let's look at some photos of things and think about what you see. I came into contact with the bus stop bench, the playground equipment, the street lamp, and sidewalks, and the food marts that sells limited fruit and vegetable options, and the meat refrigeration that was less than acceptable. What do these material things have to do with infant mortality? Why do these things that are both assets and challenges matter? New materialism, a theory about the power of material matter, became the link. New materialism speaks to how we as humans live our everyday lives surrounded by, entangled with, and in need of material things. We design things, we place things in spaces, and we move things. We take for granted that things exist, and for some of us, things are there for the asking, and for others, things are beyond reach. Artist and philosopher Manuel de Landa and contemporary philosopher and feminist theoretician Rosie Braidotti coined the term new materialism in the 1990s to address a cultural theory that accepts nature and culture as transversely intersecting. In other words, thinking about nature and culture as intersecting entities of representation and signification provides a way in which to understand how materials impact each other and broadens our understanding of why and how all things matter. So Jane Bennett, somebody that I really admire for the work that she's doing in this area, said, "What is needed is a cultivated, patient, sensory attentiveness to non-human forces operating outside and inside the human body." How can I illuminate the impact of vibrant material things and their interconnection with infant mortality while working in a place of traditional science research? How can traditional science researchers interact with things and treat things as systems of knowledge covering general truths or the operation of general laws? And further, we must ask how and why these neighborhood food marts possibly impact African-American babies and not white race babies? What are the connections and the intersecting points of these two agents? By cutting across disciplines, not dismissing traditional scientific methods or attention to the social determinants, I'm asking to supplement and expand. So how can we not shift our thinking, and how can we not think about these things as being impactful for infant mortality? Another philosopher said, we can recognize how all things are entangled, how they interact, and how they matter. I know I'm out, right?
Well,
okay.
Can you finish quickly?
Yes. We are, okay, I'm going to finish with this. We are all actants, listening, looking, touching, smelling, and hearing a world open and feel entanglement all around. So this is what some students talked about, unhealthy today, healthy tomorrow, and in a knotted world of vibrant matter, to harm one section of the web may very well be to harm oneself. Thank you. Sorry, it took so long.
Thank you.